This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Drive along First Avenue North, just on the other side of the railroad tracks from Regents Field downtown, and you might notice Innovation Depot. This is a business incubator that's done a lot in recent years to spur entrepreneurship in Birmingham, but it's actually part of a larger innovation district, one that some city boosters say is finally ready to take off. We talk about that in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Fisher Crawford. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, we've heard of Innovation Depot, but there's an innovation district in downtown Birmingham?
Right. Actually, there is. In 2003, the city came up with a plan to put tech companies and startups in one part of the city to form this innovation district. You know, it's actually been done in other metros like St. Louis, which turned around a declining part of the town, starting in 2002 with redevelopment of buildings for these tech firms, and they had a biotech hub come out of that. Ended up creating 4,000 jobs and bringing in about $550 million in investments. Birmingham wasn't far behind St. Louis in creating a plan for this same thing. We just haven't done anything past opening Innovation Depot in 2007.
Well, what is planned for this area in Birmingham?
The identified area for the Innovation District is actually a 24-square-block area along First Avenue North from 12th Street to 20th Street. Now, this part of the city hasn't seen any renovation since the 80s when steel and coal companies closed their offices there. But the Innovation District plan could do that, and this is the best time to do it, while there's already a boom in construction downtown just a couple blocks away.
Well, why has this innovation district remained mostly unchanged since this designation was made?
Well, the city had a great idea to create this innovation district, but all it really was an idea. Experts say the city needs to go a step further and conduct an audit of its assets in that area and the best ways to leverage them into partnerships and initiatives that can spur development in this innovation district. After that district is established, the city needs to do a major marketing plan to attract the right businesses to that area.
Well, along with that, what has to happen for these plans to come to fruition?
Well, the only way this innovation district will actually become a district is to get tech firms to locate within these designated blocks. We're already seeing that happen, though. There's about three tech firms that have either graduated from Innovation Depot or moved their headquarters to office space within the district because they want to be connected. They want close proximity to other innovators and Innovation Depot. And that could spread if the city identifies the properties in the district and helps tech companies make deals to locate there.
Well, also, it's been a bad year to work in Birmingham's traditional steel and coal industry. Walter Energy is embroiled in bankruptcy. U.S. Steel had to let go hundreds at its plant in Fairfield. But new technology companies could offer these workers hope. So explain this, Cindy. We're going from coal mines to coding?
Yeah, I know it sounds like an odd matchup, but tech firms are seeing this large number of really hard workers in the steel and coal industry being laid off and thinking, wouldn't those workers be ideal to train and then place in the coding jobs that are about 4,000 available that these tech companies complain they can't fill with the current workforce. And these jobs are nothing to sneeze at. You know, the pay starts with salaries of about $50,000 a year.
Well, how might this apply in Birmingham?
Well, there's a bit of a science to this, which is matching up the industrial workers to the right kind of tech jobs that are available. You know, most factories involve technology, so they're already probably tech savvy. And coding doesn't require a four-year degree. Experts are saying focus on having the right training programs in schools that would take their industrial skills and match it up with tech. And the Innovation Depot is making it even easier with a new program called Depot U, like university. It's a coding boot camp that teaches what somebody would need to know to fit these jobs, and it only costs about $5,500 in tuition. And there's also scholarships that are available. You know, the tech community is trying to make it easy and affordable to get the unemployed in Birmingham jobs in an industry that today is in really high demand.
Cindy Fisher Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, thanks for coming by. We'll miss you next week, but Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.